Tale of the Shipwrecked Sailor. Translated by the Scriptural Research Institute in 2021. Foreword. The Tale of the Shipwrecked Sailor is the earliest known surviving story of a shipwrecked sailor, and as such is the forerunner of many stories of nautical adventures encountering strange magical creatures, from Homer's Odyssey to Sinbad the Sailor. In a broader sense, it is generally considered the oldest piece of Egyptian fiction to survive until the present. Only one copy has been found to date, a single papyrus manuscript which resides at the Hermitage Museum in St. Petersburg, Russia, and is designated as P. Hermitage 1115. It was originally designated P. Petersburg 1115 during the late Russian Imperial era, and then P. Leningrad 1115 during the Soviet era, and those designations are sometimes still used in modern literature. The exact origin of the papyrus was not properly documented at the time, which was common among early Egyptologists. However, it was most likely recovered in Vladimir Golenishchev's 1884-85 expedition to the Wadi Hammamat, which was the major trade route between the Nile in southern Egypt and the port of El Kosir on the Red Sea. Archaeological evidence in the Wadi Hammamat shows it has been a major transshipment route for goods traveling between Koptos, on the Nile, and El Kosir on the Red Sea since pre-dynastic times, and has continued to be used throughout Egyptian history for transshipping between southern Egypt's Nile and the Red Sea. The papyrus uses the Middle Kingdom dialect of Egyptian, and while several early Egyptologists translated it, the original manuscript has yet to be published in photographic form, and therefore this translation, like all modern translations, is based on a secondary source, specifically Vladimir Golenishchev's hieratic transcription from Les Papyrus Hieratiques, published in 1913 under the name W. Golenishchev. W. K. Flinders Petrie believed that based on the dialect and form of hieratic used, the latest the text could be dated to was the 12th dynasty, at the apex of the Middle Kingdom. The Egyptian language changed over time, allowing texts to be dated to their era, and also relatively to a dynasty based on the development of the Egyptian language. Unfortunately, the changing state of the Egyptian language was not standardized across all literature of the period. Religious texts and official inscriptions changed the slowest, while literary texts and everyday texts changed the fastest. This creates some issues in dating the papyrus that the Tale of the Shipwrecked Sailor was found on, because the form of Egyptian used in the text was already in use for literary texts at the end of the Old Kingdom, and used throughout the First Intermediate Period. The dialect continued to be used for literary texts throughout the Middle Kingdom and into the Second Intermediate Period. However, the specific form indicates it was early Middle Egyptian, meaning if it was a religious text it would date to the 12th dynasty at the latest. However, if it was a work of fiction, it would have originated in the late Old Kingdom era or First Intermediate Period. Based on the content of the story, it could be interpreted as a new religious text, an attempt to introduce a new god to Egypt, which is linguistically the same as fiction, as it would not be copying older texts. However, it is presented as something that might have been considered an official document, a report of a distant land. This means it could be dated to anywhere between the 6th and 12th dynasties. The specific scribe who copied the surviving papyrus, Amenyas Pen Ameni, used early Middle Egyptian, however could have been transcribing an old Egyptian text, making the dating even more problematic, as some of his prose does appear old Egyptian. Nevertheless, the 12th dynasty is considered the latest the papyrus P. Hermitage 1115.